I've got a few bug slash insect shots before, and I posted a couple of them here on Weekly 50, but something is a little different about this particular shot. I was out for a walk at the local wetlands with my family. It's like a... To call it wetlands is a bit generous. It's like two square blocks with kind of a low-lying area with water in it and a boardwalk that they built around. It's kind of cool, but it's not exactly Florida wetlands or anything. But it's what we got, so it's fine. I saw this this wasp on a stalk of wheat or grass or whatever this is, and he was just minding his own business. But I noticed he had something in his mouth, which you can see here. It's that yellowish... lumpy thing. It looks like almost an overstuffed grain of rice with some little bumps on it. I don't know what it was, but it was pretty big, especially compared to his size. I mean, it's like twice the size of his head. And I don't know when I've had something twice the size of my head in my mouth, but this was pretty cool that he had this massive piece of food, I'm guessing, in his head. And I watched him carry it around, and I tried to take a few snapshots. Mostly, he just left me alone, and I tried to leave him alone. But I was fascinated with what he had in his mouth. I've never seen that before, where a bug like this, he's a pretty big bug, was carrying something like that in his mouth. I've learned that bees, wasps, and other stingy-type insects generally aren't interested in stinging you, whoever you, the observer, who's looking at them. More often than not, they'll just kind of fly away. They'd rather fly away than go to all the trouble of landing on you and stinging you. So I wasn't too concerned about this wasp coming over to sting me, but I did have to get decently close. This was shot at F4, and I had to get pretty close to get a shallow depth of field. I could have gone a little wider, but that would have blown out the background a little bit too much, and I wanted to get, as I've mentioned here before, a sense of context. So at F2.8 or wider would have focused so much on the wasp that it would have, in the background, you would have just seen a blur with no real context that there's more stuff happening in the background. So I want to shoot at F4. I felt reasonably comfortable getting close for some shots and took a few. And then I kind of parted the grass so my son could see also. And another thing that kind of stood out to me was his eyes, not my son's eyes, although he was pretty interested, but the eyes of this wasp, it felt, as I'm looking at this photo, it felt like he and I sort of came to an understanding here. To me, his glare in this photo says, "You may come this far, Mr. Photographer guy with a camera lens. You may come this far, but no farther." It reminded me of Gandalf in the Fellowship of the Ring movie, where he says he's facing off against the Balrog at the bridge of Khazad Dûm, and he says, "You shall not pass." And I don't know if this guy has a flaming Glamdring sword that he can strike on this stalk of wheat or whatever, but I'm glad it didn't come to that, because I just sort of let him go. We kind of looked at each other, exchanged a little look of mutual respect, and then we both went on our ways. I went on my way with my family, and he went on his. And the lesson here for this photo is to find your comfort zone as a photographer. Find your comfort zone and then step outside of it just a little bit. In this case, you might be comfortable observing from a distance, maybe a few feet away. But if you step outside that comfort zone and get a little closer to a wasp with a big chunk of food in his mouth, then you might get something interesting. And to me, this is an interesting photo. I hope it's interesting to you. But that's what I learned here, is that it's good to just step a little outside your comfort zone, and then next time maybe a little farther and a little farther, and pretty soon you might find yourself not only getting some cool pictures, but experiencing some cool things that you didn't get to before. Finally, as I close this, I just want to shout out to my brother Phil. He took an awesome shot of a wasp on some flowers. It's kind of a similar setup here, and I thought he had done it with a big old telephoto lens, but it was just his 35 millimeter prime, not even a 50 millimeter prime, a 35 millimeter prime, which means he had to get really close to that thing. And so, Phil, publicly, I just want to say nice job on that photo. It's amazing how much mileage you can get out of these prime lenses. So before I sign off here, I just want to encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast or this audio commentary, if you don't have a prime lens, a 50 or a 35 or an 85 or whatever, if you don't have a prime lens, see if you can track one down. It's amazing what you can do with them. And go see if you can find one or rent one or borrow one and just give it a shot. A shot. Get it? Shoot with your camera. Oh, never mind.